This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Americans today are mourning the death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the second woman ever to serve on the nine-member court. She was appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. Ginsburg died of cancer complications yesterday at the age of 87. She is remembered as a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong and reliable liberal voice on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Said former President Clinton, "Her 27 years on the court exceeded even my high expectations when I appointed her. Rising from a working-class family in New York's borough of Brooklyn, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the male-dominated legal profession to become something of a pop icon for American liberals. The subject of the 2018 feature film On the Basis of Sex, which won an Academy Award, Ginsburg's admirers simply called her RBG. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, Justice Ginsburg's death is certain to touch off a fierce political battle over her successor. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates. Mr. Trump called Ginsburg an amazing woman, but so far he has said nothing about his plans for replacing her on the bench. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next chief executive should do the choosing. As he put it, the voter should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. Meanwhile, the court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for a second term in the White House, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination vote before November. A frequent Trump boast is how many conservatives he's placed on federal court benches. This is VOA.